Corey Hunter slowly drags the tip of a homemade paintbrush across a cardboard canvas. Long, branching patterns sprawl across the surface as sparks of electricity flare out.
All the paintings start with the canvas, and then I paint it with gouache paint.
Gouache is kind of like a cross between watercolor and acrylic paint.
It allows a slightly more conductive channel for the electricity to pass.
Hunter works out of his studio at the back of his house in Coconut Grove. He uses electricity to burn fractal patterns into his paintings. The process is very scientific.
Electrodes, transformers, voltage.
Hunter was a really strong chemistry student in high school, and 6 years ago, he was recruited to the University of Florida's chemical engineering program. In college, one of the labs he worked in was an electrical engineering lab. That's when he started experimenting with high voltage electricity and art.
Basically, we had no idea what we were doing. We just were shooting high voltage through wood. And lo and behold, these really interesting patterns started to emerge.
Over time, Hunter found a way to refine the process so he had more control. Now he uses a special brush made of a tungsten electrode, which is also used in welding.
Essentially, I'm pulling the electricity from one point of the canvas to the other.
The patterns burned into the canvas are abstract. They look like tree branches, but then Hunter paints over them. He uses pinks, greens, and turquoise, bright colors inspired by Miami. And then they start to transform into a sunflower, or Japanese cherry blossoms.
It's funny, it kind of all leads back to those trees.
Recently, he started exhibiting his process during live performances. The first time he did this was during Art Basel at the Moksha Arts Collective.
It was raining, which high voltage electricity and rain, not the best combination.
Hunter says there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people there.
You know, half naked, dancing around me, and like, there was a drum circle right next to me. By the end of it, everyone was yelling at the random people dancing by, "Don't touch the canvas, don't touch the canvas."
Because you're not supposed to touch the canvas when there's electricity running through it. Hunter wears a giant rubber glove when he's painting so he doesn't get electrocuted. On a rainy day at his studio, Hunter talks about how people think about science.
You know, I think a lot of people have been exposed to science in like an academic setting and not in a natural setting, you know, in nature. When you walk around, when you're breathing air, when you're moving, everything's bound by these physical laws. Everything's bound by physics.
Hunter never did get his chemical engineering degree at UF. He switched to English. But now he's back at school finishing his chemical engineering degree at Florida International University.
I'm mostly going to learn more about what I'm doing.
Next, Hunter wants to try out high voltage on glass and other three-dimensional surfaces. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.